This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:35 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning on this rather gloomy Friday, the 4th of March. And we are now turning our attention to geopolitics. So despite increasingly being on opposite sides of the geopolitical divide, when it comes to the Russian invasion in Ukraine, India and China are kind of on the same page. Both countries have chosen to abstain from voting on any resolutions at the United Nations, and both have also been less strident in their statements against Russia compared to other countries.
So China already signaled deepening ties with Russia prior to the Beijing Olympics, when the two countries agreed on a long-term partnership to build an international order to contra the West. Meanwhile, India has been gravitating closer to Western countries in a bid to shore defences against a more assertive China. But it also has long military procurement ties with Russia, who is their largest arms supplier. So how do the developments in Ukraine affect the political calculations of the two Asian giants?
To better understand the geopolitical dynamics at play, we speak to Dr. Pradeep Taneja, Senior Lecturer in Asian Studies at the University of Melbourne. Pradeep, good morning. It's always good to have you. Now, both India and China have abstained from voting on any UN resolutions on Ukraine. But would you say that their reasons for doing so differ? Are India's reasons different from China?
Both India and China have close ties with Russia, but for different reasons. I mean, for China, the growing closeness between Russia and China is more about, you know, my enemy's enemy is my friend. In other words, they both have problems with the United States and the West, and therefore they found common ground and they need to work together. Whereas India's relationship with Russia is longstanding, going back to the time of the Soviet Union. And India, as you said in your introduction, India has had a long-standing defense partnership with Russia, particularly when it comes to acquisition of military hardware. Russia has been, for a long time, the chief supplier of India's, you know, military equipment. Although lately India has been buying more from the United States and France and Israel and other countries, but still Indian military relies heavily on you know, arms and other military hardware from Russia, including spare parts. Remember, India has a lot of legacy equipment from the former Soviet Union, and that needs spare parts to be provided from Russia. So there are a number of other reasons, too. There's diplomatic support. Russia has often supported India in the Security Council, you know, when it comes to, you know, difficult issues for India, for example, Kashmir. So there is a long-standing partnership between Russia and India, and China-Russia relationship is a relatively sort of new phenomenon, because if you remember, in the early 1970s, China forged a close relationship with the United States against the Soviet Union. But lately, China and Russia have found common ground.
But Dr. Pradeep, I just I have a question, and that's because India seems to be wants to be closer to the West, and we see that within the Quad, right, where they are strengthening ties there in a bid to counter China. So is their position with Russia a bit more complicated?
Well, see, India's membership of the Quad is related to the Indo-Pacific. I mean, the Indian government has been saying that we should not confuse geographies. I mean, India's priority is the Indo-Pacific, not the transatlantic or not Europe. And therefore, India is willing to work with like-minded countries, and Japan, United States, Australia have similar concerns in the Indo-Pacific. In broader terms, India's relationship with Russia is part of not only a bilateral necessity, but also India and Russia both favor a multipolar world. They do not want the world to be dominated by any single power, whether it's United States or China, for that matter. So there is a lot of commonality of interest with Russia. But it is true that diplomatically it makes life difficult for India, having to defend its ties with Russia while at the same time maintaining, you know, close security and political relations with the United States and the West. But so far, I think India has been able to do it fairly well. It's going to be a tightrope walk, diplomatic tightrope for India going forward. But I think Indian diplomacy is quite sort of polished. And the current foreign minister of India, Dr. Jaishankar, is a very well-accomplished diplomat. He was part of the Indian Foreign Service for more than 40 years. He served as India's ambassador to China, to Washington, and India's foreign secretary. So I think Indian foreign policy is in good hands at the moment, but it is going to be a challenge trying to walk this tightrope.
And can we turn out to our attention to China? Because, you know, it wasn't a surprise to see China and Russia gain more common ground, especially in the face of Western antagonism. But I think what's being discussed now is the extent of China's prior knowledge of the Russian invasion. There are different views on what they knew and whether they, you know, whether they were not that they agreed to it, but whether they knew in advance. I mean, what is your read of the situation? Do you think China miscalculated the odds in choosing who to side with?
I don't think China miscalculated. I think China's sort of attitude on this crisis is quite predictable. Whether or not China knew in advance, I've seen media reports, the New York Times report saying that the Chinese had asked the Russians to delay, you know, the invasion until after the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Nobody, you know, as a general sort of member of academia and general public, we're not quite sure what actually transpired between the Chinese and the Russians. My feeling is that when President Putin traveled to Beijing for the opening of the Winter Olympics and he had this long meeting with President Xi Jinping, I don't think President Putin would have given any indication of a timetable for his invasion of Ukraine. So in many ways, I think probably President Xi Jinping and China have been played by President Putin. In other words, by persuading President Xi Jinping to agree to new wording in the joint statement, for example, describing China-Russia partnership as having no limits, asking China to include a statement on, you know, opposing further expansion of NATO. These are all Russian concerns. These were not Chinese concerns. But the fact that the Chinese went along with this, and then 2 weeks later, we have an invasion of Ukraine by Russia, puts China in a very difficult position, but also at the same time, Chinese leadership could not turn around and condemn Russia for this.
All right.
So in some ways, I think the Russians have played China.
Pradeep, thank you very much for commenting. We did have some technical issues beforehand. Apologies for that. But we were speaking to Dr. Pradeep Taneja, Senior Lecturer in Asian Studies at the University of Melbourne, on some of the considerations that India and China are making in positioning themselves regarding this Ukraine invasion. As Pradeep mentioned, it really is a balancing act for India in particular, who has close ties to Russia for a long time. It's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I mean, I think we did see India take not necessarily a more assertive stance against Russia, but because India does have a large student population in Ukraine at the moment, I think there were reports of one of the students actually they were a casualty of the conflict. So I think there's talks with Ukraine, with Russia, in order to get these students out. A lot of considerations that India has at the moment.
Yeah, so there are two threats running, right? You've got the Chinese reasons as to why they abstain from the vote at the United Nations, and then you have another reason as to why India has abstained. Now, for India, like you say, Shaz, it's a bit more complicated because they are friendly with the West for certain issues, yet they want to be friendly with Russia because India has a time-tested defense and diplomatic ties with Moscow. Bear in mind, Russia continues to be India's largest arms supplier, even though that share did drop to 49% from 70% due to India's decision to diversify its portfolio and also boost its own domestic defense manufacturing, but still very, very close. Whereas for China, it's more what the good doctor said, it's right, the common enemy is my enemy, so let's all get together and be one against the United States, right? That's China's position. But I always question, will China play a greater role in brokering a possible peace deal between Ukraine and Russia? Do you see them actually stepping in to fulfill that role if they really wanted to be seen as a superpower?
Well, they have made that offer, right? They have said that they were willing to play that role. Whether they actually have any influence on Russia, I think, is another question. Whether anything will come out of it, it remains to be seen. But yes, I think the world is watching how China navigates this. And the world's also watching for clues, because how China navigates this Russian-Ukraine crisis could give a sense of how China might react in this region that we're in. So something that we're going to be watching very closely moving forward. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.